If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
I've watched a few videos of this kid online that I think accidentally went viral and thought, I need to hear this for myself. I need to meet Samuel Henderson and his mom. Thank you both for joining us today. How are you?
Thanks for having us, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Lori. So, Lori, how long has he been doing this? Is this something, a talent that you noticed right off the bat?
He's been doing this probably half of his life.
And do you go by Sam or Samuel?
I don't really care, but you can call me Samuel, so.
All right, Samuel, we'll go with Samuel. So you're in eighth grade, is that true?
No, I'm about to go in sixth grade.
Sixth grade? Holy smokes, you're younger than I thought. So you have been doing this your whole life. Do you remember the first bird that you ever tried to imitate?
It was the great-tailed grackle.
Oh, yeah, they're unique. We played for the audience some of your crow calls, and I spent a lot of time in rural Illinois, and I do know the difference between a black crow and a fish crow, and you are right on the money, Samuel. Tell me how this kind of went viral. How is it that I, in Illinois, happened to be perusing stuff online and came across your video? Did someone capture that during, what was it, a talent show or a school function?
Yeah, my mom videoed me while I was doing my talent show.
Oh, excellent. And Samuel, what bird is hardest to imitate? Something's wrong with the phone. I'm going to have Drew put you on hold real quick, and then we're going to pick it up again because I'm missing bits and pieces of your conversation. Sometimes that's all it takes. It's Lori and Samuel Henderson. They're from Oklahoma. He's in sixth grade, not eighth grade. That makes what he does all the more impressive. All right, Sam, you back? Okay, Andrew's redialing. So Colin, give me some more of his bird calls that were on the video that went viral.
The Northern Cardinal.
I know that one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good too. Does anybody on the show, can any of you imitate a bird?
I don't think I can. No.
I can't either.
No. Not even going to try.
No, but his loon is really good because spending as much time in northern Wisconsin and hearing the loons, it's like perfect.
It is perfect.
Samuel, everybody's buzzing. We've got him back now. Everybody's buzzing about your ability to do a loon because honestly, loons aren't really a part of Oklahoma. I guess maybe you get them through migration, but how is it you learned how to do the perfect loon call?
Well, it takes practice, and I heard it on a video.
And so is that to learn a new bird call? Do you study recordings? Do you watch birds, or do you just listen to some of them outside?
Pretty much all of the above.
Is it helpful when you have a microphone? Like, could you do a loon call for us over the phone, and would it have the same impact as if you were in front of a microphone? Do you have the ability to utilize the microphone to amplify some of those sounds?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you give us a loon call? Could you just give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's wild, Samuel. I spend at least a couple weeks every summer up in the Boundary Waters, and you have that down pat.
Is there a bird on the phone? That's what I want to know. No, I know it's him.
And Lori, when did you first think, okay, he's really good at this? I need to make sure other people see it.
It's an everyday life for me with him. He's done it forever. And then when he did the talent show the very first time and I saw it, I was like, oh, wow. I thought he was pretty awesome and special. But he really is.
Yes.
Well, they justified my belief.
Yeah, absolutely. What do your classmates think? Do they ask you or do teachers ask you all the time now to do a bird call?
Yeah.
Yeah. And What do you think you're going to do with this? Like, are you going to continue to make this your passion? Do you foresee doing this until the day you die?
Yes, I'm going to try and do that.
That's
and also,
awesome.
I've been talking to birds while I go birding, and they actually respond to me.
Oh, that's the best. Have any actually come flying at you, like in a moment of confusion, thinking, oh my gosh, that's, you know, I got to get next to my fellow bird here?
Yeah, like once I confused a murder of crows that with a fish crow call, that there was an intruder in their territory, and they just kept swarming my grandma's house.
I love it. All right, give us a few more of your favorite bird calls, Samuel. We'll see if we can guess
which
what
one?
They are.
Morning dove.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Was it a morning dove? Because that's what I thought, too. It could have been some type of an owl, but it sounded like a morning dove to me.
Yeah, it was a morning dove.
Oh, excellent. Okay, give us another one.
What do you think of the common one?
He has so many.
You get 125 bird calls to choose from.
You have 125? My gosh. And are there some that are a bigger struggle than others? And how do you stretch your vocal cords to make those sounds?
Kind of hard to explain, but sometimes I scream and squeal and yell, and also like that makes some sounds that are really hard to explain.
Oh, wow. It's just a natural talent. You're a phenom. Can you do a quail?
It's kind of quail, though.
a Bob White, maybe a Bob White.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That is right on the money. We have very few of those left in Illinois, but I'm telling you what, if you did that, you'd get a return call. And you do get return calls from birds. I know you told us about the murder of crows, but you do, I would imagine, get a lot of return calls.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do have some owls that live on my street, and you should go out there every night and talk to them.
Oh, okay, let's hear you talking to the owls. That's wild. And at what age did you realize that those little books where you push the sound and it makes the sound of a bird, that's really not accurate, that what you're doing is accurate in some of the stuff that we teach our kids? Everybody thinks an owl does a hoot. And depending on the owl, it's much more like what you just did on the air.
I think I was about 6 years old when I realized that.
What do you want to go to school for eventually, once you get done with high school? Heck, you're not even in middle school yet, but you're getting there. So middle school, high school, then on to college. What do you want to do? Because I think this is an exceptional talent.
I want to be an ornithologist and a voice actor.
Oh, my God, that's perfect.
I can make a bunch of different voices for when I play with my toys.
Oh, I bet. Did you see Toy Story over the weekend by any chance?
Oh, no, not yet, but okay. I want to, though.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that because those are among the best voice actors out there. It's really nice to meet you. You have an exceptional talent, and I'm so glad you took a moment to be introduced to our audience here in Chicago today, Samuel. Go ahead and leave us with the bird call of your choice, okay?
Cardinal.
Okay. Very impressive. We have plenty of those around Chicago. Nice to meet you. Check in again with us sometime in the future, okay?
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, Lori. Thanks for being here.